With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Since 1968, the Public Lands Council has actively represented cattle and sheep producers who hold public land grazing permits. Today, more than 22,000 public land ranchers maintain some 250 million acres of U.S. public land, and the PLC is still representing those ranchers in Washington, D.C. The PLC is also celebrating their 50th anniversary this month, and past PLC president and rancher Jim Magnanta shares how and why the PLC was formed.
Well, like so many things that we do, it took shape when we felt threatened.
And he says they're looking forward to the next 50 years.
With PLC being amenable to leading changes that are changes that benefit our industry, I look back on 60 years of being a public land livestock rancher, and business isn't done today the way I did it back in the 60s. PLC has adapted to change. Public land ranching won't look the same in 2068. So the nice thing about our organizations is that with changes in leadership to reflect changes on the land, we can be adaptable and we can continue to be meaningful.
The Public Lands Council is also hosting their 50th annual meeting September 26th through the 29th in Park City, Utah. Register at publiclandscouncil.org. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.